Sitting comfortably erect, bring your attention to the sensation of breathing, wherever it's most noticeable. Might be around the rim of the nostrils, might be the upper lip, might be the expanding, contracting of the abdomen. But that's home base, that's your refuge. As you're sitting there, notice what it feels like to be in a body, particularly that part of body awareness that includes breathing in and breathing out. Perhaps a useful image would be imagining what it's like to be the hull of a boat on a gently wavy body of water. Very gently and slowly rising and falling. Let your attention soak into that contact between the hull and the body of water. No struggle, just resting. It's very likely that the mind will be jumpy, scattered. Just simply allow that to be part of the mind's awareness, but almost all of your attention is on the sensation of breathing. Also valuable to realize the opportunity to rest tension into body sensation, breath sensation, with the exhalation. When you exhale, imagine softening, relaxing, releasing. Maintain that contact, that curious engagement with the sensational process, breathing in and breathing out. Can also be useful to imagine that your intention is just available for investigating the sensation of breathing. It's like a tuner. The mind can tune into a particular channel because of intention. So just support the intention to let go into the breath. Every time the mind shifts focus away from the breath, just retune it. when the mind wanders, see if you can be aware of the contraction that comes with that. Maybe more tension in the body. Or maybe the mind gets kind of stuck, particular thought stream. And then let go, retune back to the breath. You notice how much more peaceful your attention is. Letting your attention soak into that experience of releasing with the out-breath in the same way that water soaks into a sponge, effortlessly. The same way that a sponge becomes soft, the mind becomes soft. This is primarily produced by your intention to disregard distractions. Just stay with the breath. The more you let go of any distractions, the quieter the mind gets, the more stable the focus of attention becomes. Keep letting go into that quietness. Be curious about the experience of that quietness. It's not about trying to get rid of thoughts. It's about just simply being more interested in the quietness of the breath awareness. May not seem like the quietness is there when the story's running, but it is. See if you can notice that by staying with the breath. more time you spend with the breath, the less energy is channeled into the story. Because the sensation of breathing provides a refuge from that energy dump, distraction, it's a certain kind of buoyancy in awareness, clarity, being curious about just what's going on with each breath, particularly the out-breath. Builds an ongoing interest, enthusiasm, engagement with breath awareness. This is what's called joy. When the mind has been freed of the binding of the hindrances, that energy is released. You stay curious about that, and it increases. This is what joy is. The energy is already there, it's just differently organized in ways that are more buoyant. Curious, engaged, interested. In what's happening in the mind. Of course, the mind still wants to shuffle into thoughts, plans, memories. See if you notice how that energy gets bound. And then when you can go back to the breath, changing channels, see if you notice what happens in the mind and the body. That perception of relief. Aligned with curiosity produces joy. being curious about how the breath changes from moment to moment is a main part of this practice. That engaged and persistent curiosity about changes of breath sensations allows the mind to be more alert and yet more calm. Body becomes more physically relaxed. And that's also part of the experience of joy. Experience of joy is closely associated with gratitude. Gratitude is a warm feeling of appreciation. A valuing that's upbeat. See if you can notice that form of joy. Feeling grateful. And gratitude can have a multitude of focuses almost simultaneously. Grateful for having a body. Gratitude for being able to navigate this amazing world. Appreciation for the generosity of others. See if you can identify that feeling of buoyancy and engaged interest when it's channeled through the lens of gratitude. It might be associated with a memory. I remember walking with my dog today. Feel grateful. Gratitude is an openness, a quality of appreciative joy. Doesn't have to be associated with anything big. Something as simple as a melody, sound of a bird singing. It's valuable to contemplate this experience of gratitude in your memories. And your body remembers as well as your mind. If you are experiencing joy and gratitude, with every exhalation, surrender any resistance. Open your heart and your mind to full appreciation of this mysterious thing we call life. Magical. It's useful to maintain this practice to stay curious about each breath, but let the contemplation of joy and gratitude, appreciation of the richness of the quietude in the mind. It's like playing the right note over and over again on the violin. Spend some time remembering times when you have been gifted by someone else. Perhaps it's something material, a present, or perhaps it's some kind of recognition or appreciation of your presence. Or some opportunity that you've had that you benefited from. Let yourself feel that in your body. It might be one experience after another as it comes to mind. Or it might be that you just rest your mind with curiosity, just what it feels like to be grateful, particularly as the recipient of someone else's generosity. There's a kindness, a gentleness, and a warmth of feeling that can be investigated using breath awareness as a guide, stabilizing point of reference. You can stay with integrating breath awareness with this exploration of the embodied experience of gratitude, the stronger it gets. The more curious you are about it, the more vivid the experience of gratitude becomes. Building upon the integration between mindfulness and joy and gratitude can contemplate generosity. Simply be aware of the gratitude that you have felt when been the re being you've been the recipient of another person's generosity. It might be something material, it might be their patience, their willingness to share their wisdom, their time. A certain kind of empathetic bond that's important for our well-being and for good social order, for us to operate through that lens of gratitude and generosity. Spend some time contemplating those interactions, remembering what it felt like to be grateful, and also remembering what it felt like to be generous. You might discover that when you contemplate generosity, part of the mind wants to jump into maybe being resentful because your generosity was not appreciated. Notice how the mind contracts around that, and then release back into the breath. That quietness brings more joy, gratitude, and you realize more and more deeply just how to benefit from generosity, how to keep it wholesome. Any of those four practice points is useful, whether it's just mindfulness of breathing or contemplating the feeling of joy or that of gratitude or generosity. Thank you for your practice. Wish you well.